Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody, or morning, depending on where you are in the world, or evening, of course. Welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Scott Riley of Cloud Nexus. He is, in fact, the founder of Cloud Nexus, founded the organization after a quite brilliant history of MSP and channel experience. Cloud Nexus has been going 18 months. And quite frankly, what a remarkable story. 18 months ago, started the business and has seen amazing growth over the last 18 months, from zero to 60 odd customers, hundreds of projects going on, and all with a niche focus on Microsoft Azure and 365, which Scott, is pretty remarkable. I'll tell you what, why don't you do 30 seconds of introduction to who you are, because otherwise I'll just sit here continually saying how brilliant you are.
No, you know, I'm quite happy with that. If you carry on, I can sit and bask. It's amazing. No, thanks very much for having me on. This is it's really great to be part of the show. So yeah, you're right. I founded Cloud Nexus about 18 months ago. It has been an absolute whirlwind, and I think it's just been really, you know, right place, right time. I'd love to say it was all down to me and my, you know, enigmatic personality just driving the business forward and winning customers. Well, part of that, but actually, you know, when you look at what everyone's needed to do over the last year and a half, it's quickly get everyone to work from home and, you know, get all their data secure, get people working remotely. All of that stuff has led into exactly what we do with 365 and Azure. And this is built on my history. As you say, you know, I've been in MSP world for, I think I added up about 21 years. That's been a while. It's been a while. I think, you know, because I've been, you know, in the exec team and the chief team and all those kind of great strategic roles, but actually starting your own business is a completely different animal. But I had this passion, you know, when I was in one of my last posts, we had like our own private cloud platforms, we had teams of amazing guys. And I always said, you know, if I had the opportunity to kind of start afresh and do this again, I would just take those great guys, that great intelligence, that passion for helping customers, and just wrap it around 365 and Azure. You know, without any of the overheads of like data centers and private cloud platforms and networks and all that kind of stuff, just build it around those services. And so that's what we chose to do 18 months ago. And yeah, it's been absolutely phenomenal. Really, really good.
Scott, this is Microsoft. It's never going to catch on, is it?
Yeah, it's probably not going to take off. Windows, come on, you're having a laugh.
Okay, I mean, look, joking aside, we've seen quite a lot of announcements from Microsoft recently. You know, I mean, the unbelievable, you know, explosion of Teams, you know, as an alternative to the to the many other video platforms available, but I think Teams has been, you know, quite a remarkable story, certainly over the last 12 months. And, you know, we've seen Viva just launched as well. Azure is absolutely kicking ass, and, you know, and of course more recently we're seeing Microsoft talk and make a big splash about security. But as ever, you know, is this kind of just lip service to the situation that we all find ourselves in, or is there genuine opportunity that exists for partners, IT partners, resellers, VARs, or is it just about MSPs? What's the situation out there?
No, that is a great question, because let's be honest, we've all seen Microsoft kind of start off on something and then just abandon it a few years later. Like they bought Nokia and said, yeah, we're going to make a whole, you know, phone division, and we had Windows Phone for about 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's just gone and it's just shuttered. And that's not the first time that we've seen them do that. And I think Microsoft are making a big play in security. It's been said over and over again that they invest $1 billion a year into the research and development specifically around security products and security posture. And they are constantly now developing on things to do with identity, to do with mail protection, to do with desktop device protection, antivirus, anti-malware, all that kind of great stuff. And they are now starting to score in those Gartner top right-hand quadrants. And don't get me wrong, because I remember when we used to put out Windows systems and you would install Windows and it would come with a firewall and you'd just go, yeah, but I'm going to put a proper one on it. Get out of the way. Look, it hasn't got antivirus, so I'll put a proper one on. I'm just going to connect to my office. I'm going to need some VPN software, so I'm not going to use the Windows one. I'm going to use a proper one. Disk encryption, I'm going to use a proper one. And all of these things we would just layer on top of Windows because it just wasn't any good at security, right? So we would just add things on top. And I think we can all honestly look at Windows 10 today and go, actually, it's got built-in encryption and, you know, VPN capability. And we now have Windows Defender Antivirus. A lot of those things where we would add these third-party products on have kind of been pushed aside. But that is also happening in kind of the infrastructure side that you see inside 365. So I talk about mail protection and mail archiving. I talk about mobile device management and mobile application management. So whether you do or don't own those mobile phone devices that everyone's bringing and getting their emails on, you can still control the business data that's on there by using those built-in tools in Microsoft. Now, there's a huge suite of those security capabilities sat inside the 365 licenses. Sometimes the customers already have all those things. And we actually have like an audit that we do, kind of says there are 50 or 60 security controls inside 365. Mostly they're not turned on by default. So let's go through and actually enable those for you, right? So they're all built in. Then there's all these additional things. Some of it's in the licenses that you've got. Some of it you need additional licenses for. Now, here's the thing. What I see with typical IT partners, VARs, MSPs, is that they'll go in tactically and they'll do email because everyone understands email and getting email off-premise, it saves a headache. It generally saves them a headache because they've got these really old Exchange platforms running in their data center that they want to get rid of. So moving people to Exchange Online makes sense. Moving some of those files to SharePoint, maybe, you know, maybe some of the guys do that. Teams, everyone's leaping on Teams. Why? Because it does telephony now. And I do telephony. And so, and let's be really honest, if they don't have a story for Teams telephony, they're losing control of the conversation. So they're making a story for Teams telephony. So they control the conversation with the customer to then say, but my telephony is better because here's the features that I can sell you. If we're all really honest, that's what happens. Because they'll immediately swing and say, let's do direct routing because I can do call recording and contact center and something or other, or I can do cheaper minutes. And I get that because, to be honest, the Microsoft minutes are quite expensive. But they're either going in and going, let's do Teams and calling, let's do email migration. There's this massive gulf in the middle that's opening up and only getting wider all the time of security services sat around 365. And I think there's absolutely a space right there where partners, MSPs, VARs, those guys are going to leave money on the table. They're going to see smaller, more agile organizations swoop in who can do more of the 365 stack, everything from email to files, security and Teams and telephony. They're going to start to see people eating their lunch potentially because they can come along and offer a single experience that runs across all the 365. And if I'm really honest, when I, you know, don't get me wrong, a lot of our work comes from partners. So I respect that they have a very wide portfolio to look after. They've got private clouds, public clouds, they've got WAN services, they've got telephony services, they've got a huge portfolio to look after. So it can be difficult to niche in on some of these key areas. But what I would say is it's really worth investing in that security practice now around 365 and really start to go deeper in 365. And not just pay lip service to sort of the email file, you know, and team side of things, definitely get involved in security. And here's why, as I work with, you know, those partners and as I work with the customers, what we're starting to see now is the ability to tick off lots of third party products and kind of go, you know, that's already built in to the 365 license that the customer's paying for. So if I look at things like email archiving, email filtering for antivirus, if I look at URL protection, so clicking a dodgy link in an email, make sure that the end user is protected. If I look at desktop antivirus, if I look at malware and encryption and device management, all of that stuff can be included in those 365 licenses. Okay. And certainly if you look at anyone who's a 300 user business and under, it's all in one little license that costs about 15 quid a month, right? It's really, really neat. Bigger organizations, there are some different licenses. Don't want to dive into too much license turkey. But what I would say from an MSP perspective is that it now all comes in a single set of dashboards and a single set of tools. Now, that makes it easier to standardize across your customers. It makes it easier to manage. There is less for you to do. And actually, the end user experience is that there's less crap on their PCs. which means it's a more seamless experience for them. So having easy access to VPNs, having easy access to mail filtering, having easy access to all these different things, it's really, really simple. So easier for the customers, easier for you as an MSP to manage, absolutely more value because you're adding those security services. But if you're already kind of savvy and you're doing those security services with lots of third-party products, well, actually now you can simplify the portfolio. So instead of going, and I'm just going to pick names, there's no, you know, judgment of any of these vendors, but I'm just going to pick names. Instead
of going, vendors are always available.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you're going to go Cisco Duo for your multi-factor authentication, if you're going to go Mimecast for your email filtering, if you're going to go Sophos for your desktop antivirus and for your phishing protection, all of those things are an extra £2, £3, £4 per user per month, right? All of those things can be turned off and included in the Microsoft 365 license that's available to the customer. So now you have one set of policies and one dashboard to manage instead of all these different products. The other side of that is that none of those things talk to each other. So again, when you're provisioning new users, you know, as an MSP, you're adding users, removing users all the time. How many different portals and places do you have to go? Do you have to manage to bring new people on, to take people off, to make sure that the licensing trues up at the end with what you're billing the customer versus what you're paying for the vendors? All these different things have to be managed that don't talk to each other. My view, and it's a rather simplistic one because, hey, I realize I'm a 365 in Azure house, right? We're very, very niche. The answer was Microsoft. What was the question? Is always, it's, you know, everything looks like a nail because I've only got a hammer. But it might be a simplistic view, and I accept that. But there's a lot of these third-party tools that you can turn off. Now, I was chatting to a law firm yesterday. He had 200 people in his business, and he was using Enterprise E3 licenses, okay? £17.60 per user per month. Again, won't be too much to license turkey. He needed that license because he was using it in Citrix, okay? He was then paying for email filtering and archiving through Mimecast. He was paying for desktop antivirus. He was paying for something else that I did write down, and I've already forgotten what it was. But he was paying for multiple, Cisco Duo. I knew it was in there for a reason. He was paying for all those things separately. Now, not only did I say, actually, you know this £17 license that you're paying? You should be on the £15 license because you're less than 300 users. We can get you this business premium license, which includes all these security features. It means you can now go and stop paying for all of those guys as well. You can get rid of Duo. You can get rid of Mimecast. You can get rid of Sophos. And I was beginning to sound a bit like a broken record with him because I was like, yeah, you know, I just told you about that business group. Yeah, turn that one off as well. Now, the reason I say that is because, don't get me wrong, MSPs don't make any money on the Microsoft licensing. Yeah, no one really does. It's tiny little percentages and nobody cares. The value is in the managed service that you can wrap around it. Okay, so if you can now start to consolidate and get rid of these third-party products, consolidate into a security stack that's built around 365, because let's be honest, if you don't, someone else will, who's going to feel like a more agile MSP partner who's looking after that 365 stack. So if you can build a security solution, and again, you'll have your monitoring tools and all that great stuff to wrap around it, but if you can build it around the Microsoft stack, it's going to make life easier. Less things to change, easier to standardize, less tools and portals to go into, less to do. If you're still charging that managed service security service, you're an MSSP now, you gain more margin. If you're already doing it, you're getting more margin by managing less stuff and paying for less third-party tools. If you're not doing it, you've just added another string to your bow, another revenue stream of managed security services wrapping around 365. And I would urge anyone who's staunchly in that boat still that says, Microsoft aren't a security supplier, I don't trust it. I was the same. I would give them crap all day long for not being very good at security. But that world has changed. Okay. Yeah. So I would genuinely encourage people to get on and start really investigating that. Because it's going to keep coming. It just keeps coming. As I look at, you know, we talked about Teams with, I think it's 115 million daily active users was the last number I saw. That's driving people more and more and more into the 365 ecosystem. And the more that we can get them in there, the first questions they get are, oh, look, I can put my files in here and I can start sharing internally and externally with Teams. What does the security look like? And the moment that you start to go, I'm not sure how policies work in there, it's all tied together. with 365 and 365 groups. It all ties together. So to have an answer for the security solutions around Teams, you really just need to start having a security answer for the solutions around 365 altogether, right? So you're going to need to start doing this work anyway, whether you're coming at them from the email side of things or whether you're coming at them just as a Teams direct routing partner. These questions keep cropping up, and it's not good enough to just kind of dodge or throw third-party tools at it, because the tooling inside 365 now is really starting to get very, very good. And so it's a perfect opportunity, I think, for partners to get deep on those things. Now, shameless plug, if you can't do that or you don't want to do that, you should then partner up with someone who does niche and specialize on those. Okay. That would be this guy and his team of IT ninjas. But that's a serious thing. So we don't do anything outside of 365 and Azure. So when we bump into people who say, I've got a SharePoint, I've got a CRM opportunity, I need to work with Business Central, we just go, hey, that's not us. I need a WAN. Nope, we don't do those. But I know someone who does, that we know and we trust and we've worked with before, that I can guide you to. And I know, you know, partner to partner is now a huge part. It's certainly a huge part of what we do. The majority of our work comes through partners. Big MSP partners, big IT players, people that do hundreds of millions of pounds of turnover, much, much bigger than us, but just don't have this niche focus. So I would definitely say partner up. You know, it doesn't have to be somebody as amazing as us. It can be someone not quite as good. But partner up with a 365 and an Azure specialist, because if they work like we do, not only do you get like a happy customer with a happy project, and we're not trampling on anyone's toes, right? We'll just do the security bit. We'll just do the migration bit, whatever it is that you need. The managed service wrap, the licenses, all that revenue continues to be yours as the partner. So we just get in and help. That's the simple thing. But with the partners that we work with, their guys are shadowing us as well. So we always look at it and go, yeah, we're doing this project with you. We're doing security for your customer. Their guys are shadowing. So they're learning and seeing what we're doing, what best practice looks like. So it's helping them develop their own capabilities. And I look at it and go, yeah, ultimately I'm doing ourselves out of a business here, because you won't need us if you keep shadowing us like this. But it helps. And it helps someone who doesn't have this capability today to get off the ground. And I just think there's so much to explore within partner to partner. Don't kind of let this sleep. Don't sleep on this and don't miss out. Because I do genuinely think whoever cracks it across the entire suite of 365 will just take that as an entity. And if the only thing you've got is, well, I do the voice on the side of it, you're not going to last very long, because sip trunking. And we're back to mucky minutes, and nobody cares about mucky minutes.
And that, I mean, that was going to be one of my questions, actually, in terms of impact, right? So you've talked about, you know, some brilliant things there, and you know, the impact on the partner, the MSP. You know, yes, there's a specialism there. You can offer that. You can reduce, you know, your portfolio and the complication, the confusion, reduce the cost to the customer. You can increase or appear to be increasing or widening your services that you're offering within a particular area. And ultimately that will lead to, you know, better margin in a place where margin is low. What's the flip side of it in terms of impact? So we've got all these positive impacts. The negative impact, it might not be negative, but the impact in terms of, how do we upskill? How do we bring resource in? What do we need? Do we need to become a Microsoft house to the level that you are? And I know you touched on the partner to partner piece, which I love, and we'll pick up on that in a minute. But you know, is there that level of impact that's going to, or is that just a, you know, short term pain for long term gain scenario?
No, it's a fair point, because one of the things that I've seen, you know, working just with those 365 security tools, and you know, the things around Intune and Autopilot, all that stuff over the last 18 months, is that it just keeps changing. And so not only is there this, you know, kind of on-ramp to get skilled up and get ready, which isn't significant. I'm not saying that you have to have every single person in the business trained up and, you know, full 365 security gurus. You know, you need a couple in there. You need the real experts, then you need the guys who are prepared to try. And don't get me wrong, a lot of this can be changing mindsets. Because people don't like change, and IT people especially don't like bloody change, right? So if you try to tell them, we're not going to use Sophos anymore, we're going to go and use the Microsoft Defender antivirus, there's going to be a lot of people who just stomp their feet, well, it's not as good and I can't do this. Fine. But if strategically you look at it and go, if we wrap this up and make it simpler and we make more margin because we're paying for less third-party licenses, it's a tactical decision. We're going to get on with it. Let's stop stomping our feet around technology. Let's start thinking about business and revenues and margins. Once you can get people to buy in to why you're changing the direction, actually, it isn't that much of an uphill struggle. A lot of the tooling is actually quite straightforward. There are some lessons that you need to learn in how things work and how they integrate. They do keep moving the bloody buttons, though. I'll be really honest. You'll go one day, the Intune portal was here, and there was that button that I needed. And you go tomorrow, and they go, oh, no, we've got the new experience for you. Toggle the slider. All right. So you toggle the slider, and that one button that you want isn't in the new experience. You go back to the old experience. There's the button. You click it, and it goes, yeah, you can't do that in the old experience anymore. You need to be in the new experience. The button's not there yet. You do have to consistently use it. Because what I would say is if you just choose to drop in occasionally on these security projects, you're going to find it hard and it's going to be hard work every time. It does need to be a committed process. And that might mean taking two guys, taking three guys, and get them to focus on the tools and the training and get them to do the demos. You get free labs. All Microsoft partners will get free lab access. You get free licenses to go and do the trying and do the testing. But like we have with direct customers, like our direct customers, 200 person business, IT team, they're so busy doing day-to-day operations that they don't get the time to stick their head up, see what's coming, play with it, try it, test it, break it, and then roll it out live. IT operations guys are the same in MSPs. They're so busy just back to back because let's be honest, if they had 50% of their time off, we'd be cutting the staff. It has to be a strategic decision to make space for these guys to learn this stuff.
Yeah.
Because the opportunity there is then for you to add that revenue, that extra margin around security services.
And as you said, I mean, you know, this is, you know, we're seeing so much of this now. You know, we're seeing it from the analysts, we're seeing it from the researchers, we're seeing it from some vendors talking about partner to partner communities, you know, making the most of expertise and niche where you don't have it in order to be able to sell the fact that you do, you know, for want of a better way of saying it. And partner to partner collaboration is only going to increase where we see more and more partners offering special expertise, you know, sometimes cross industry, and being able to create your own mini trusted ecosystem, trusted network of experts. You know, you mentioned, I think earlier, in, you know, when we were talking about you being essentially, you know, an MSP for MSPs, you know, so that maybe where that level of skill or where that level of knowledge or expertise and experience doesn't exist, you know, certainly in the short term, that's the sort of thing that you can provide in terms of, you know, giving people confidence that A, you do it because you do it with bells on, and at the same time, you'll assist them to educate along the way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I think the classic way that this has been done previously in those MSPs is to go, let's promise the customer that we'll deliver this thing. And there's a security component. And what we'll do is we'll sub it. If we win it, we'll sub it. Yeah. And so as soon as they win that deal and they've made all these promises around that security bit or that Intune bit of work, they go, right, let's go and find an Intune contractor. And so you find a guy, you might be using a dedicated recruitment partner, or you might just go and find someone on LinkedIn. Eventually you find someone. It's a one-man band generally who's done Intune before and has got a nice CV that says they've done loads of good stuff. And then they come in and they might do a good piece of work. They might not. You don't know, because this is the only person that you know that does Intune and he's in for this one contract. When it works with someone who's a tactical partner who specializes in those things. And again, I'll use us as a great example because we do those same things over and over again. We only do those projects every single week. Right, so it's Intune, it's Autobuy, it's MAM, it's MDM, every week, rinse and repeat. Sounds a bit boring, but actually it's not. It's loads of good fun for us. But what it means is we've actually built best practice, structured guidance. I call them blueprints. The guys always hate me for calling them blueprints, but we have blueprints for security, for device management, for mobile app management, and they're built with best practice. We use the National Cyber Security Center guidelines. We use a bit of Microsoft guidelines, and we use some of our own experience of what's actually working for customers and where it's a bit too draconian and where you actually need to relax over these things. But we have those guidelines. So when someone comes to us as a partner, we go, cool, yeah, we don't need to ask the customer, what is it you'd like to do with security, Mr. Customer? What we do is we go in and go, here's what good looks like. Let's just figure out how far away you are from the best standards that we've got for you, and then let's figure out how we need to fix that. Now, the benefit of working with a specialist is that we can go, yeah, that's a 3-day activity, because we do that all the time. We've got all the scripts and we've got the blueprints. We're ready to go. It's 3 days. You try and do that yourself by learning and building and getting that content together and getting that understanding. It's probably 10, 15 days. You sub it out to an external contractor who's definitely going to say it's 10 or 15 days at 8.50, 11.50 a day, whatever he's going around for with his drives up in his nice new Aston Martin. But these guys are going to take longer because they're kind of learning it on the job. You go to a specialist. I'm using security and us as an example. Yeah. But I was to try and learn Business Central. I've got clever guys. We could figure it out. But we're not a Business Central partner or specialist. And I wouldn't pretend to be. I'd rather go to someone who is a specialist to Business Central and go, these guys need BC. Could you put it together for them? Because they're going to do it quicker, faster, and with much better practice than I'm ever going to do. Okay. And if I sub out enough of them over and over again, I might start to think, hey, I should build a practice of my own. And I think I would say the same thing about security. Look at the security stuff inside 365. Customers are asking for it, and they're asking lots of really interesting questions about it. The partners that we have look at us and just go, I'm going to give it to you. And if this happens often enough, we're going to shadow and we're going to build our own skills. And eventually I'm going to stop using you because I want to take away those sub costs. Right? Simple as that. I understand that. They'll drive more margin if they're not giving it to me. I get that. But right now I can look at least 70% of our revenue comes from partners. Brilliant. And so partner to partner is really strong. It's really strong for us. And I think, pick the right partner isn't going to eat your lunch. It makes a big difference. But there is a big opportunity. Customers are interested. Microsoft will actually fund, if they're the larger companies, they'll fund some of those workshops and those investigations. People have DPS days, as they're called, for doing deployments around these things. And those things can all get spent on security. I think the security story around Microsoft is only just starting. I think it's going to continue to get stronger. And so the opportunity is absolutely there.
Brilliant. Look at that. What a great way to finish. The original question, which was, is there any decent opportunity around Microsoft at the moment for IT resellers, VARs, partners, and MSPs? Turns out there is. Who'd have thunk it, right? No, Scott, look, that was great. So how can people get hold of you? Scott Riley, founder of Cloud Nexus. If they need to, of course.
No, absolutely. Well, if you've managed to look at LinkedIn and not seen my face, I failed, because we are really big on LinkedIn. But catch me on LinkedIn. You can find me there. Alternatively, you can just drop me a line, and I'm just scottr@cloudnexus.co.uk. If you can't remember that, it's just hello@cloudnexus.co.uk. You can find us there. Find us on LinkedIn. I would absolutely love you to go and find us on YouTube as well, and sign up to our YouTube channel, because I pitch it as... It's like a crap version of Top Gear. It's three blokes on a Friday doing a live stream talking about IT. But it works. Yeah. We get some great feedback and we get some great audience interaction as well. So, yeah, I'd love to meet or chat to anyone that way. So get in touch.
Very good. Scott, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out to drop in on us, drop some gold. And as ever, it is now time to drop out. Thanks ever so much indeed. I'm Glenn Robertson, Pure Channel CEO, the Channel Agency. This has been the Channel Drop-In again with Scott Riley. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks very much.
Cheers. See you soon.